Last week on 2nd February, we celebrated World Wetlands Day. Wetlands are crucial ecosystems for our planet Earth. They contribute greatly to the local economy, disaster management, sociocultural values, and biodiversity. In today's episode, we will speak with two young researchers on wetlands, their importance, and the threats they are facing. This episode will focus on the wetlands in northeastern India, a biodiversity hotspot, but most of the information on the threats and solutions are similar elsewhere in the world. Hello and welcome to Logically Local, the show that highlights local issues and solutions to sustainability problems. In this globalized world, we believe that we need tailored local solutions for bigger sustainability challenges. I'm your host Trisanki, and today we're going to talk about wetlands with Sagarmoy Phukan and Mayuri Phukan. Mayuri is a researcher working on water resource management, and Sagarmoy is researching on citizen science and climate challenges. Both of them are also part of Northeast Development Agency, NEDA, the research wing of the Enajari Foundation, TEF, which strives to explore sustainable solutions to development challenges faced by the northeastern region of India. Welcome to the podcast, Mayuri and Sagar. We are really glad you could join us. Let us start with something very basic. For the uninitiated, can you tell us what exactly are wetlands?
Hi, Trisanki. Thank you for having us here. In the simplest terms, a wetland is where land meets water, and this water remains for a longer duration. It can be fresh water, salty, and even brackish. In a wetland, the soil gets saturated with water, and so they have unique vegetation, specially adapted for the scenario. Across geography, we find different kind of wetlands, depending upon the climatic zones. Few common examples are our ponds, lakes, marshes, mangroves, deltas, peatlands, and many more.
Interesting. I guess we do know about ponds, lakes, marshes, but perhaps not everyone was familiar with the nomenclature of wetlands. Well, now we know what they are. But why are these wetlands important?
Thank you, Trisanki. Well, wetlands are full of resources and functions. They provide both livelihood and food security to the local communities. The communities can earn their livelihood through fishing and tourism. Assam's Sandubid Lake or Meghalaya's Umiam Lake are famous tourist destinations. Not only this, wetlands are buffer for us from natural disaster. They help us in flood mitigation. They act as storm and tidal buffers. It also acts like a water filter, cleaning contaminated water. The vegetation and microbes in them captures carbon and also provide habitat to biodiversity. And of course, we know they're breeding grounds for migratory birds. And as such, in many communities around the world, wetland holds a very important cultural, spiritual, social, and economic value.
The Convention on Wetlands, known as the Ramsar Convention, is an intergovernmental environmental treaty established in 1971 by UNESCO, which came into force in 1975. A Ramsar site is a wetland designated to be of international importance under the Ramsar Convention. So we know that the Ramsar Convention is very important for wetlands. But what does the Ramsar Convention do? What is the significance of being a Ramsar site?
Well, the Ramsar Convention is an international treaty between countries, and it provides a framework for wise use of wetlands. A wetland designated as Ramsar site is protected due to its international and ecological significance. There are certain criteria laid down by the convention to select these sites.
Okay, so are there any Ramsar sites in northeastern India?
Yes, in the northeast, we have three Ramsar sites. They are Dipor Bil in Assam, Loktak Lake in Manipur, and Rudrasagar Lake in Tripura.
And apart from these three Ramsar sites, which you just mentioned, how many wetlands are actually there in northeastern India?
Northeast is around 7,700 medium to large wetlands and around 11,700 small wetlands. However, a proper census hasn't been done yet, and there are a number of uncounted smaller wetlands in the region.
My next question to both of you is, why are we concerned about our wetlands? What are the threats to the wetlands?
Northeastern India has thousands of wetlands, but today most of them are under threats. One of the examples that I can think of is Dipor Bil, which has been very severely encroached by humans. Over the last few years, I have seen industries being built in Dipor Bil. I wonder why it comes under the special economic zone. Another dangerous threat is the waste disposal. Nowadays, we tend to find non-biodegradable waste in almost all wetlands near human settlements. Other factors are increased siltation, oil exploration, and chemical contamination, to name a few. Scientists say that vanishing wetland means not only the loss of water bodies, but this loss can add to climate change by releasing a large amount of trapped greenhouse gas, such as methane. Moreover, it helps in maintaining the groundwater level.
So, what are the solutions? What can we do to save our wetlands?
The major steps that we can take to save our wetlands are to prevent encroachment and filling up of wetlands, and prevent contamination by waste. To prevent encroachment, mapping and monitoring of wetlands is important. There are many local water bodies that serve as birding grounds, water holes, and are important to the local community, which may not fall under any act or convention. Such areas need to be recorded for conservation. The waste management system of areas also have to be improved. Any kind of waste, plastic, solid waste, sewage, or industrial waste should not be released in or near wetlands. State government, local authority, researchers, and grassroots organizations need to step it up and work collectively for saving wetlands.
World is facing a freshwater crisis, and wetlands can be the solution for managing both the quality and quantity of water. They also provide different ecosystem services for biodiversity and the local community. Northeast India is abundant with wetlands, but today many of these are degrading and vanishing due to human-led activities. We should work collectively to conserve and restore our wetlands.